B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday at 8:30, which means game time. Today, we're doing Mystery Movie Theater. Guess the famous movie lines and win. Now, let's head into the cinema with our game host, Pat Egan.
Whoa, huh?
That's not what?
Who?
Where's he?
Pat's suspended.
I don't know. Maybe he is at the movies. Has anyone checked your local Regal or something?
God knows he could be there.
Find out where he is.
All right. Well, we're going to play Mystery Movie Theater anyway. We got some great prizes today. Of course, Game Time's brought to you by Wendy's, so we got a bunch of Wendy's gift cards. We got some tickets to see Dead & Company and some tickets to see Luke Bryan. That show's sold out, so the only place you can get them right here. And the way this game works, so we're going to put the caller up. Bob, John, you guys are going to have to act it out. You've got your scripts there, and they're going to be acting out a scene from a famous movie. So they're going to be reading lines. Our caller has to guess what movie it is. Pretty simple, right?
That sounds pretty simple.
Perfect. Let's get it going. Let's go ahead and start with Ben in Westchester.
What's up, Ben?
Yo, guys.
Yo, yo, yo. Let's do it.
All right, Ben. Here's movie number one. Fellas, take it away.
Is this your place?
No, 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 no. I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, you hungry? Hey, Ma, can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
All right, Ben, what movie was that?
That would be an all-time great, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Ben,
oh,
good job, buddy.
I always think meatloaf. I always think of that line.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Yes.
You gotta give us a little bit more.
Love that.
That's great work by Ben. Ben's going to take home a $50 Wendy's gift card.
Oh, Ben.
Strawberry Frosty is back, and Wendy's is open until midnight or later, so hurry and grab some of that sweet strawberry goodness. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary, and let's hear that
Ben,
iconic scene.
Let's hear it.
From Wedding Crashers.
Is this your place?
No. No, 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 no. No, I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
Hey, and Ben has a great Wendy's right around the corner from him on Route 3 in Westchester.
Well,
right, Ben?
Some would argue that all Wendy's are great
Take
Wendy's.
Take care, Ben. See right you, buddy. There. We'll put Ben on hold. Good job. Ben's the winner.
Let's get Anthony next in Bristol.
All right, let's try it. Anthony, how are you? Are you dealing cards?
No.
Okay, buddy.
Sounds like he was shuffling. All right, put the cards down for a second and listen to these movie lines from John and Bob and let me know what movie it is.
You're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
The man purse. You're actually going to wear that? You guys just keep effing with me.
It's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel.
Yeah, I think he went down with that one.
Oh,
he curses. He curses any. He curses Anthony.
You might have a little slip up there. A little oopsie for me, Anthony. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Anthony.
That was, of course, the comedic classic.
Let's hear it.
2008, The Hangover.
Yeah,
you're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
A man purse. You actually going to wear that? You guys just f*** with me.
It's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
So does Joy Behar.
Ah, the satchel line, one of the greats of all time. Can't believe we didn't get that one. All right, we're one for one. Let's go to Colin in Westchester next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Put on hold there. Colin, how are you, Colin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Let's do this.
You ready?
All right, go ahead, boys.
Hey, you want a s'more?
Some more of what?
No, do you want a s'more?
I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
You're killing me, Smalls. There's s'more stuff. Okay, pay attention.
Colin?
All right, that would be the iconic Sandlot.
Man.
Good job, Colin. How could you get that one wrong?
And not get that one wrong.
You're going to get a pair of tickets, Colin, to see Dead & Company on Thursday, June 15th at Citizens Bank Park. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. And let's go ahead and listen to that line from Sandlot.
Hey, you want some more? Some more what? No, no, you want some more. I haven't had anything yet. So how can I have some more of nothing? You're killing me, Smalls. These are s'more stuff. Okay, pay attention. First, you take the gram. You stick the chocolate on the gram. Then, you roast the mala. When the mala's flaming, you stick it on the chocolate. Then, you cover it with the other end. Then,
the mamalo.
Come on. Come on.
That's classic. That
the
Sandlot
That's
classic.
That's
a love great. That movie.
By the way, are you s'moresman?
Oh, I love a good s'more.
My kids eat them all the time.
No, too. I just not.
I just don't like the roasted marshmallows, so sometimes I'll just eat the chocolate with the graham crackers. All right, where are we going next? Let's head to John in Northeast Philly.
Okay, John's on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah, what do you say? Good morning, guys.
All right, let's see that we can get this done, all right?
All right, movie number four, fellas. Take it away.
All right, sometimes I wish I could boldly go where no man's gone before, but I'm going to probably stay in Aurora. What are you thinking about?
Cassandra, she's a fox. In French, she would be called La Renardée, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
All right, John, you know that movie?
Is that Wayne's World?
Yeah! Oh,
yeah!
I feel like we got a guess there, but it was the right guess.
Very good.
And you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan on Friday, June 23rd at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That concert sold out.
Great prizes today.
Oh, who doesn't love Luke Bryan?
Let's raid Coach's drawer. He's got to have great tickets sitting in his drawer.
I'm not going in Coach's drawers.
All right, let's hear Mike
Myers.
Not his
yours. You're killing me, Smalls.
Let's hear a little Wayne's World.
Sometimes I wish I could boldly go where no man's gone before, but I'll probably stay in Aurora. What are you thinking about?
Cassandra. She's a fox. In France, she would be called La Renard, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
We're learning a couple things today. First of all, our callers really know these classic movies. You guys got to step up the acting a little bit.
I don't think my acting's been bad.
Sell it some more, fellas. Are you kidding me?
I think my acting's been solid.
You guys were selling it. The only reason we missed the one. We'll work on it here.
Please.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to Dante in the Northeast.
Dante, my brother, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good to see you, man. What's going on? Let's see if we can win there.
All right, Dante. And guys, do it like you're trying to win an Oscar. Come on.
Hey,
you guys are reading like a third grade reading level.
Well, not I'm acting.
We have other people on the line here.
Right. I am Akeem.
It's nice to meet you, Akeem.
I have recently been placed in charge of garbage. Do you have any that requires disposal?
No, it's totally empty.
Well, when it fills up, call me. I will take it out most urgently.
That's good to know.
When you think of garbage, think of Akeem.
Some weird accents there. Dante, what do we got for the movie?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh!
Akeem
should have given it away.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Come on, let's hear
Dante.
It.
Of course, that's Coming to America.
I am Akeem.
It's nice to meet you, Akeem.
I have recently been placed in charge of garbage. Do you have any that requires disposal?
No, it's totally empty.
Well, when it fills up, don't be afraid to call me. I'll come take it out most urgently.
That's good to know.
When you think of garbage, think of Akeem.
That's a great tagline.
Why don't you tell me my accent? That was pretty good on Prince Akeem.
It wasn't bad. When you think of garbage, think of Akeem. We're going to use that as the tagline for this show. When you think of garbage, think of the Jack Akeem show. But it felt too complimentary. No, that's a miss, but we got a couple more chances.
Yeah, your joke was a miss.
It wasn't that bad.
There we go.
Let's go to Steve in New Britain.
Let me see. Steve, what's up? Steve, is New Britain? I thought that was Connecticut.
They got one here, too.
There you go. There you go.
All right, Steve, take a listen to this iconic movie line.
Boy, I'll tell you, some days, one of these days, it's just going to be like...
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
Just coffee.
Okay, sounds like a case of the Mondays.
What do you think, Steve? You got it?
Nah.
Take a guess.
No idea. Office Space?
Yes!
This is why you always guess, Steve.
Are you serious?
Always guess.
Man. My man, let's hear it, Connor. Let's hear it.
Let's go ahead and play that.
Boy, I tell you, some days, one of these days, it's just going to be like...
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
Just coffee.
Okay. Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
Very good, Steve.
Wow, that's so good.
He's the pride of New Britain.
Yes, he is.
I've never even seen Office Space.
How did you guess it then?
Hey, Dave's my lucky day. I should play the lottery, too.
Well, good job, guess what? You're $50 worth of lucky. You're going to win a Wendy's gift card.
How about that?
You have to get a couple strawberry frosties for me, all right, Steve?
You get a lot of strawberry frosties for that.
Yes, you can.
You could probably get 11 or 12.
Maybe even more.
How about that?
If you buy them in bulk, you might get a deal. Who knows? Let's round out with Jason.
Wendy's is not Costco. Well, Let's see, where are we going next?
Just mention our name. Let's go to Jason in South Philly to round it out.
All right, Jason. How are you, Jace?
Good, boys. What's going on?
All right, Jason. Final movie. Don't let us down.
All right.
I had no idea that you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah. You can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
All right. What do we got, Jason?
Meet the pair.
Yeah!
Good man. Good job, Jason. Absolutely right it is. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah. You can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
One of our own Jamie Lynch's favorite lines ever.
Excellent.
That's perfect, Jason. We're going to go ahead and also get you a $50 Wendy's gift card. So many
Luke
great
Bryan
prizes.
Tickets, Dead and Company tickets.
And Wendy's gift cards.
$50 gift cards?
We're making dreams come true here.
You're like Bob freaking Barker.
I guess so.
He's 99, I think.
Spay and neuter your pets, folks.
I think Bob's...
Control the pet population.
I think he's 99.
I have no idea. I'm 28, so I'll get there in a couple years. But I got 70 more to go.
Yeah, a long way to go to be Bob.
That was a fun one. And no, I know
that was fun.
You guys picked up the acting at the end there. You're not going to win Best Actor.
We only lost one.
I don't think you're going to win Best Show Host either.
Best Supporting Actor, maybe. Well, now you're not winning anything. Assault in the Academy
I
like that.
I wasn't going to win anything.
I mean,
are we just going to go back and forth yelling at each other?
Coach, did you not think that it was a... did you not think this was a good one or not?
After the first or second one, it got better.
Wow.
You just needed a little motivation from the director.
Yeah.
And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Even the greats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.